righteousness, O God, how I need you.
Father God, we just thank you for this sweet hour of prayer where we can wait in you. God, we just thank you for this day that you have blessed us with. God, we thank you for your grace that you shower us with. We just thank you for your presence, dear Lord, in and around our lives. God, we love you so much. God, we need you so much. We lift your name up on high this day, dear Father, because you are the El Shaddai, the God Almighty. You are the Rapha, Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. God, we just ask your peace and healing up on Donna this day, dear God. Touch her where she is right now, Father. Your servant wants to be among us, but your body is saying something else. But God, bring them in alliance with you. Father God, we ask for your peace, the El Shalom, for the Shalom, for those who have lost their loved ones this week. Jim and Ed Small, may your peace surround them. God, for the family of Anne White, may your peace engulf them. Lord, as you bring your healing upon Earl Herring, dear Father, God, we give you in advance thanks for what you have done. We give you thanks in advance, dear Father, for all that you will do for us and have done for us without even we knowing about it. Hallelujah. God, we love you so much. I can't get over how much we love you. And I pray, dear God, when we fall short of your glory, you will rise us up and forgive us of our sins even before we name it. It is at the bottom of the sea, dear Lord. Thanks for being our intercessor, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, words alone cannot express our joy in knowing you. Words alone cannot express the mercy, gratefulness for the mercy you have shown upon us. So God, you know our hearts. You know how our hearts desire. You know exactly how we feel about you, and I praise you for that. I give you praise and thanks, dear Lord, for being the Lord over our lives. We give you thanks and praise, dear Lord, for stepping in and moving obstacles out of our ways. We thank you, dear Lord, for dealing with the principalities in heaven's place before they even touch us. Oh, God, you are so awesome. This is just a day of praise to you, dear Father. I hope we are doing that. I hope our words do not go amiss. Because I know, Lord God, whatever we say in words and in our hearts, it doesn't go to deaf ears. You hear our prayers, God. You say we must cry out to you and you will answer us. We are crying out to you, Father God, and we are expecting, Lord Jesus, you will show us things we do not yet know. So, Father, in the face of your words, and in the words that you have taught us to pray with the most confidence from our soul, we lift them up to you, O Lord, and may heaven and earth indeed collide in this moment. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Because God cares for all without distinction and is generous to all beyond measure, so we, God's people, are to care for all with generosity and gladness. We bring our offerings to be used for God's purpose in the church and in the world. You can go to the website to make your offerings there, or you can still bring them to the office. Thank you for your faithfulness.
sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? Should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. To the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Despise, forsake me, take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there in his arms. Oh, in his arms he'll take and shield thee. Find a solace there. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are my solace. Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have, Jesus. Sing it out, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Amen. If we could be in an attitude of prayer, please. God of our present trouble and promised triumph, open our eyes to see you in the midst of our struggles. Open your ears to hear your words of invitation and assurance. Open our minds to recall your wonderful works and miracles, and open our hearts to glory in your name and seek strength in your word through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our scripture today comes from Matthew 6, 5 through 18. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you go pray into your room, close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Of them and their role in our lives and their place in our lives. And so thank you to each of those people who gave this morning, who put in those videos that they could be here with us this morning in that way. I was talking with my grandma a few weeks ago. She is 96, and this is one of my favorite pictures of her. I hope you enjoy it too, and lives in an assisted living facility that, like many others across our state, was on lockdown and continues to be on lockdown. Because she can no longer see due to macular degeneration, she spends most of her time each day in her room, only venturing out when a staff person can come and help her maybe walk up and down the hallway. And I was imagining myself, before I called her, I was trying to imagine myself in her shoes, in this studio apartment, you know, not able to have meals with the friends that she normally had meals with each day, and her group of friends, they've been called the Bad Girls Club, and they sit at this table every day together at their facility, not able to leave for any reason, not able to binge watch TV like others are doing because she's unable to see. I was trying to think about how she might be feeling as I hit her name on my phone that day. As Grandma answered the phone, she sounded upbeat and chipper even. You could hear the positivity in her voice. I caught her up with what was going on in our lives, although I have to tell you, there wasn't a whole lot to catch up with since we had not been doing a lot. She told me how she was enjoying her books on tape and how she just spent her time in prayer. Prayer for the other residents that lived there where she does, and prayer for the staff that served her and for their safety and their health at this time.
Good morning and welcome to worship at the First United Methodist Church in Lakeland, Florida.
Thank you.
It has been great this morning to hear the many different voices of church members and to be reminded of them and their role in our lives and their place of safety and their health at this time. There it was. Another time in life when I thought I was calling someone to cheer them up, to even serve them, but I was the one that needed the message that day. I was ready for a downcast voice that sounded bored, worried, lonely, frustrated. But that is not what I experienced. And I learned why with her last statement of how she was spending her days. In prayer. So often we act like prayer is something that we have to do, so that we put it on our list of things to do and we just check it off when we're done and it's over with. Or we don't do it because we don't think we know how to pray. But prayer, you see, is this gift that is given to us. Even more than that, a life force that has this power to breathe God's Spirit into us so that we know. Even when we're bored and worried and lonely and frustrated, so that we know that God is with us, that He is present and at work and loves us. Last week, as we looked at the end of Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus told us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. Prayer is deeply linked in this ability to love our enemies. So this week, we look at how Jesus continues to guide us in this kingdom living and how prayer is a foundational part of that living. And Jesus says this in Matthew 6, starting in verse 5. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. From reading the beginning words, when you pray, we come to know that Jesus has an understanding and even an expectation that they will pray. It will be part of their lives, something they participate in regularly. It was part of the Jewish tradition and practiced in a very ritualistic way. It was the practice we read about in the book of Daniel, who went to his room, got down on his knees in front of the window facing Jerusalem, giving thanks to God three times a day. This ritual that had been given to them out of relationship, in order to deepen that love and the relationship between God and his people, had morphed into something that it was not intended to be. Jesus was inviting them into a loving relationship with God through the way that they would pray. Prayer was to be a time of communion with God, sharing concerns and needs, fears, doubts, lifting up friends and family as well as enemies. Just as Jesus was inviting the disciples that day, we are invited. We are invited into a prayer as a time when we get drawn into the presence of God so that we can experience his mercy and his love, so we can know his forgiveness as we confess, so we can take on then those characteristics of God of mercy and love and forgiveness. That kind of relationship is formed when the focus of prayer is on God, when he is the audience and where we give our attention. The people had gotten into habits of prayer that were self-seeking. They would be sure they were in the synagogues or on the street corners at those three designated times of personal prayer during the day. So they would just happen to be in those places in front of others and would just have to stop there and pray, so that they were sure others would see them and know just how holy and righteous they were. So Jesus was instructing them also not to go on and on with their words, trying to show off to others about how eloquent and long their prayers were. Jesus was confronting some of the realities and what was going on. And then as part of that, he went on to give instruction, a new vision in order to bring back the intent of prayer. Relationship. Prayer was to form and to undergird and to strengthen, to deepen relationship with God, which would then in turn offer the same intimacy to relationships between people. Jesus instructed them to go to a room, close the door, to put the focus where the focus needed to be, not on self-attention, not on looking good, on selfishness, but the focus on God. So Jesus gave them a model, which we have come to call the Lord's Prayer. They're words that offer that intimacy that prayer has the power to give in relationship. It calls on God, the Heavenly Father, to provide, to give, to guide, to deliver. And not only here and now, but a God who is eternal, who will reign forever. It is a prayer that proclaims who God is and who we are as his children who honor and trust him. Jesus links this invitation beautifully with the next words in the Sermon on the Mount about the practice of fasting. This was also a practice that was part of their lives, called upon on the Day of Atonement to fast as they would seek forgiveness, not only for their personal sins, but also for national sins. Over time, though, they had forgotten the why behind this spiritual discipline and practice. So Jesus said this: when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. I have to confess to you, fasting is not something that I participate in as Jesus is giving us invitation in this passage. My idea of fasting is not eating between breakfast or lunch, or not eating a snack before bedtime. But I have a friend in my clergy covenant group that practices it regularly, and I've asked her to speak to you today. So hear this voice and this teaching from the Reverend Dr. Debbie Daly Salinger.
The psalm just says, as the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for you, God. for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? For me, going and meet with God entails fasting, a time of prayer, a time to sit and wait on the Lord, to hear his word over my life, over my family, over my ministry. There are times when I feel abandoned. There are times when I feel God is so quiet, and my soul just needs to be touched by the Holy. And I would ask God for permission. A discipline I learned from my godmother, who taught me that fasting is not something you take lightly. Fasting is something that you and God must be, you need to be ready when God says you're ready. So as she does smaller time, when I watch her go into a time of fasting for various reasons, I do the same thing. I ask God for permission. I sit in prayer, because this whole time is to be undergirded by prayer. It's not about me alone. It's about the meeting with the Holy Spirit. And when I get that permission to go fast, I go as long as he needs me to sit in that space, whether it's for half a day, whether it's for a whole day, or whether it's for a few days. I sit listening. And as I sit, I always know when it's over, and I come out renewed, come out with a new message, come out with a new direction, come out with a new purpose. And what God is asking me, but I always find out that when the Lord takes me into this space, it's not a time when all these things and worries are that I can't be away, because it needs to be a time where I am sitting, not just not eating. It's the time where I'm sitting in prayer. It's a prayer time for me. It's a time where I'm reading the scriptures and just sitting, and only thing I'm doing different is like I'm not eating. Nothing is going inside here while I sit empty, waiting patiently to be filled, whatever God wants me to be filled with, whatever new word God wants me to have. It is something we can do as followers of Jesus Christ. There are churches who have done it each year, the beginning of the year, just do it together. One pastor, Jensen Franklin, he does it with his church every January for 21 days. I've never done that with my congregation, and maybe I should. But I know just before this COVID-19 took over, a friend of mine had sent in this need to go into fasting, and I've never done it with somebody else. And we started praying about it, and the Lord put in our hearts this 21-day fast. It came with devotion, some scriptures to read, things to reflect in throughout the day and time. The fasting plan allowed you to do however long, if it's half a day, one day. I chose to do it all day. And my day always starts from the night before and ends at 3 o'clock, because I like that number 3, because it's significant to the cross. So at 3 o'clock, that's when I will break my fast. And I'm, you know, when I sit back and reflect with the timing of that, how much God must have been was preparing me for what was ahead in the season of pandemic. I know there were moments during this season in the beginning I was calmer than most of my colleagues. I mean, because I didn't rush out and do anything. I was taking my time. Yeah, I doubt myself sometimes. Should I rush and take all my people on Facebook immediately, when half of my congregation doesn't even use Facebook? But it gave me a sense of clarity how to do what I needed to do without leaving my people behind. Did I know this was going to happen when I entered that 21 days just before this had happened? No. But God did. And through my friend, and I speak through my friend, and I get us prepared for that space. of what we're living in now. So the really important piece in thing, it's not only listening before you're going to, while you're in fast, but listening before. This is why I think I understand now why my godmother always teach me to ask for permission, because it needs to be in a time in line with what God is preparing you for, what the purpose of listening. So I pray, I would love to see a lot more of my people going to fasting and sit with me and others in a time of the sitting and prayer and waiting to hear upon the Lord. Maybe what we're going through now is a time where, like Elijah, is sitting in the cave, and constantly in that story, God was asking him, where are you? What are you doing here, Elijah? Basically asking him, it's not about his location, but asking, where are your soul? What is happening with your soul, Elijah? Maybe this is a time for us to consider fasting again, pick up the discipline of fasting, a time of prayer. We don't spend too much time with that, do we? We constantly want to do. When God is inviting us to just be in his presence. Be so we can listen and know that he's God. Another time that for me for fasting is very important. Ever since I started ministry, I started coming and taking on the privilege and on the humbly sit, stand here in front of a congregation to bring the word of God. I don't find myself worthy for this call. But I know God called me, and I need him. I want to be the pastor who pray under the power of the Holy Spirit anointing week after week. And sometimes my week just don't give me that. But I made this promise to God. You meet me every Sunday. I'm going to do my very best. I'm coming to you empty. And that emptiness has manifested itself that from sundown on Saturday, I am fasting. I don't eat until after I say the last word on Sunday, whenever lunch is. Because sometimes my service finishes 11:45 and I don't eat till all about 2:00. But during that time, I'm still working. I'm still doing the Lord's work. So I stand in this place, empty, waiting for God to fill me with his word. That's fasting. But so it's been a privilege talking to you this morning about fasting. It's a very powerful anointing experience where you can encounter God in a new way. I pray that more and more of God's people, the disciples of Jesus Christ, the followers of Jesus Christ, whatever you want to name yourself, will do that day in and day out. In that Matthew scripture that Melissa is going to talk to you about, I've talked to you about on which way this video will be shown. And three things came out of chapter 6. It's talking about when you give. They're asking when you give, when you pray, when you fast. So when do you give? When do you pray? When you fast? My fasting is always undergirded by prayer. Before, during, and after. May the Lord bless you with his word. May the Lord call you into this place of stillness. May you get the opportunity to witness and experience a little bit of what I have, because I know there's so much more than what I have experienced. God bless you, and thank you for this privilege to speak to you this morning.
So my friend and our sister, Pastor Debbie, has invited us through God's word, invited us to just empty ourselves. Empty ourselves so that we can be filled with the power and the presence of a living God who loves us and loves the world. As I was thinking about this passage, I was reading through it this week. Another word from God came that we find in the book of Joel, chapter 2, that we usually read on Ash Wednesday. And it says, "Return to me with all of your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts and not your garments." It's our hearts. It's our hearts that God wants. In these verses, Jesus is giving us invitation and teaching about how we can connect our heart to God's heart. Will we accept the invitation? Will we say yes to Jesus? Yes. When we pray, when we fast. Let's pray. Oh Lord God, you continue to guide us through your word and what we have called the Sermon on the Mount. As you were faithful in teaching, let us be faithful in living it out. Our hearts long for you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Que amor, que fuerza.
Gloria a Dios. What a beautiful ending to this service and their spirit, the Spirit of God singing through them, as we could see so evidently. This week, it just happened that one of the devotional materials that I use was all about contemplative activists, people who lived out their call to activism out of their deep devotion to the spiritual disciplines. And on Monday, I read about Dorothy Day, who spent much of her time fighting for the labor and women's rights. And she would only get to work during the day after her time in the morning, her morning prayer time and time meditating on scriptures and taking part in the brevity, which is a time of very intentional psalms and scripture readings and prayers that are offered up. The action only came from that time of sitting with God. And I don't know about you, but part of the frustration of this time during COVID is the lack of being able to be active, and sometimes feeling frustrated in that there's things that I want to do that cannot be done during this time. And so after listening to my sister and her witness about prayer and fasting, about how we're always wanting to do and we're not always wanting to be, I hear the word. The word that this year of 2020, which we thought was going to be this time of vision and focus, is exactly that. It's time that we have right now to be given vision and focus as we spend this time not so much in doing, not even focused on doing, but in being and receiving this invitation from Jesus himself to be in prayer and in fasting, ready for the doing that might come in the next season of life. So I ask you, friends, I ask you to accept this invitation and to pray for how God might be giving you the opportunity to fast and to deepen your relationship with God, and to therefore deepen your relationship with one another. So we go from this time in his grace, his love, and in his peace. Amen.
By Pastor Melissa Meliz and her daughter Sophia. When I come to this place, they tell me I'm going to a cross appointment, meeting people of a different culture than I have. But as I was saying to John this week, you know, cross culture goes both ways. I've been in your space. I meet you in your space. So I'm going to invite you now. See, Donna's not here today, so this was a perfect place to leave you with some of my culture, some of my music, because I was watching some of my godmother dancing this week and the beginning of their services, and I want to take you into that space. So this is my gift to you from Jamaica.
Joy, down in my heart.
Nobody.
It will never grow cold. When I think about it, grace and mercy makes me want to smile all day. I've got this joy,
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 joy down in my heart.
Do you need this joy?
Joy,
yeah,
joy so. Down in my heart.
Come get some joy,
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 joy down in my heart.
That I have, you didn't give it to me. You didn't give it, you can't take it. You'll never ever take it away. No, 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 this joy,
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 joy down in my heart.
I've got so much
joy,
sweet
joy down in my heart.
Makes me laugh,
joy,
smile,
joy
all
down
day
in
long.
My heart.
Jesus paid it all for me. He shed his blood on Calvary. Thank God I've been set free. I've got this joy.
Joy, joy,
yeah.
Down in my heart.
Do you need this joy?
Joy, joy, down in my heart.
Want this joy?
Joy, joy.
Coming home, you know Jesus
joy,
gave me that joy,
joy
way down,
joy,
makes me love
joy,
everybody,
joy,
even
joy,
my enemies,
joy,
everybody
joy,
need it,
joy,
everybody
joy,
should get it,
joy,
come on,
joy,
get some joy,
joy
in your soul,
joy,
Jesus,
joy, joy,
oh Jesus,
joy.
Well, I've been
joy,
in the water,
joy,
and the water
joy,
was cold.
Joy,
it chilled
joy,
my body,
joy,
but it didn't trouble
joy,
my soul.
Joy,
thank you, Jesus,
joy,
for your joy.
Joy,
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 joy.
Let me love
joy,
my enemies.
Joy,
let me love
joy,
my enemies.
Joy,
do good.
Joy,
ah,
joy,
yeah.
Joy, joy,
oh Lord,
joy,
come on, get
joy,
me. Come on,
joy,
get me.
Joy,
watch me how I move,
joy,
watch me how
joy,
I move,
joy,
yeah.